Let's go to Mars. You ready?
Okay.
Let's get in our little ship and we'll blast off. So we'll start by going to coasttocoastam.com. Those of you who have the ability to have a computer, under Tom's name, you will see his website and also something that says images here. You can click both of those and link right up. And there's also, you're going to see a picture of, you know, what could be a picture of a little boy. It's uncanny, I'll tell you that. Artifacts on Mars. Tom, this picture that's on the Coast to Coast AM website, which is on your website as well, explain that picture for me, called The Crowned Face.
Well, wouldn't I like to be able to explain that?
Yeah.
What I can tell you is that we have one spacecraft that has been in orbit around Mars since 1997, so that's about 6 years now. It's named the Mars Global Surveyor.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a high-resolution camera able to see an object as small as an automobile on the surface of Mars. And it has been taking pictures of the entire surface at both medium and high resolution. At medium resolution, it's mapped the whole planet. At high resolution, that's so much data, you just can't cover a whole planet even in 6 years. And we've still only covered about 1% of the surface. But in those high-resolution images, of about 100,000 have been returned to Earth, perhaps 100 or 200 of them have turned up anomalies so astonishing that a lot of us have done a double take, a triple take, multiple takes, and the crown face image is certainly one of those. The image that you have posted, which is from my site, which is in turn from an official NASA site, I want to stress that these images are taken directly from official NASA sites that anyone in the public can go directly to and see the original spacecraft data untouched by anyone.
Precisely.
And the only adjustments that have been done here are for brightness and contrast, which simply is a way of taking the computer, the spacecraft camera, which has a wider range than the human eye, both in terms of brightness and contrast, and bringing the image back into the range normal to the human eye so that it looks more like what we would see if we were actually there.
I wish everybody had the ability to have a computer right now in order to see some of these pictures, Tom. I mean, they are something. They really are. Makes you indeed wonder just what the heck has been going on that planet for such a long time. I mean, there is, according to you and others like Richard C. Hoagland, there has been a civilization, probably many of them, that have been on that planet. Something happened. Something horrible happened to that planet. When do you think that was?
Well, we mentioned the exploded planet hypothesis, and there is... that would be a reasonable conjecture about something that happened, but we actually have some direct evidence from that. You know, it was on Coast to Coast in 1996 that I was on talking about Comet Hale-Bopp and the unfortunate things that happened with Heaven's Gate people.
Right.
And so on. And we were talking about comets and what they are, and I got into the alternate theory of origin that they came from an exploded planet. Later we were talking about consequences for Mars and how Mars might itself have not been an original planet but a moon of the exploded planet, and how one of the evidences was that its spin axis had tipped over right after the explosion. And one of your listeners wrote me an email with a really interesting suggestion. So I'm really giving Coast to Coast listeners credit here for this
scientific
discovery.
They are the best, Tom.
He wrote me with a question. He said, you didn't talk about the face on Mars at Cydonia, the one Hoagland talks about
mm-hmm.
all the time. He said, but he said, you did say that the exploded planet tipped the axis of Mars, and my question is, where was the Cydonia face on Mars prior to the explosion and the axis tipping?
Good question.
He said, conjecturing that the civilization that made the face was ended by the explosion. Maybe the builders built this before the axis of Mars tipped. I have a little globe of Mars on my desk here that's about a foot in diameter, showing the whole surface. And I went to my globe of Mars because I thought it was a very interesting question, and I sort of put my forefinger on the location of the old pole of Mars,
mm-hmm.
and tried to stretch my thumb around to where the Cydonia face is. And as I looked at it, I said, well, darn, it looks like it's pretty close to a right angle. I'm going to have to get out a computer and calculate it. So I put in the coordinates of the old pole, which are published in Scientific American, and that's standard astronomical work that planetary astronomer Peter Schultz, that has nothing to do with exploded planets or faces on Mars. He's located the position on Mars of a previous location of the pole. And I put in those coordinates, and I put in the coordinates of the Cydonia face, and calculated the angle between them, and it came out to 90.1 degrees. That is within the error to which the coordinates were known. It's a right angle. The significance of that is that since one of those two points is the pole used to be the north pole of Mars, and the other point is 90 degrees away, it means the Cydonia face was right on the equator of the old Mars.
Originally.
And one of the things that we had said a decade before that is, if the face were artificial, somebody would have had to have built it. And since it can only be seen from above, from in space, they surely would have built it on the equator so that it could be seen from any approach direction or by people at a distance. And also they would have certainly built it upright and not tipped over at an angle the way it is today. When we discovered that it was actually on the equator, I actually had a bit of a panic attack. I said, wait a minute, calm down. We got another calculation to do.
Yeah.
We'll calculate if it's upright or tipped over. And so I put those numbers in the computer too and discovered, to my shock, that the face was, instead of being tipped at an angle of about 35 degrees the way it is today, it was upright to within 1 degree. According to the old coordinates.
Oh, my.
Then I realized this was actually the fulfillment.
Hold on, I'm having a panic attack now.
This was the fulfillment of a prediction made a decade earlier that if this thing were artificial, X, Y, and Z would follow, and some of those things had already dropped into place, and these were actually kind of the last few pieces of the puzzle that hadn't dropped into place. And now we were finding that all of the predictions that had been made in the 80s about if that thing were artificial instead of natural, then eight things would follow. These were the seventh and eighth things. And they were all now coming out saying, this is an artificial object, not something that happened naturally on the planet.